When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.
The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
I had a conversation this week with someone about interest rates. And this person had some work to do on their credit. It was weighing things out, just kind of thinking about what the cost was going to be to deal with everything that was there versus taking that money and putting it down on a car and, you know, all of that. To me, it's a no-brainer. You want to get the credit fixed because you want the best interest rate that you can, right? That's the rub on that. So we started to have this back and forth. And I'm doing what I do every single phone call that I have with anybody. I'm asking a lot of questions. What's going on with the report? What's your knowledge? Tell me what your position is if we need to use some money to get rid of some of these and get them removed from your credit at the same time and all that. And there was this indication that it was just, you know, too much money to spend on the credit. And at the moment, I've got good financing set up and I can get the car I want. So I said, well, tell me more about that. Please define good financing to me. Thinking, well, did you find something at 4, 5, 6%? Maybe even a little bit more now on used cars these days. So what do you mean by good financing? Tell me how much you're going to spend and what the interest rate is that you consider good. What's the car going to cost? Well, a car is going to cost $25,000. The interest rate that was supposed to be good or okay was 14%. By the way, that's not locked in. That's just you're pre-approved, but not guaranteed, not a lock. So I said, let's do a little bit of math. Actually, you don't have to do the math. I'll do the math for you. And let me help you try to make this decision in a way that will hopefully be one that benefits you and saves you some money. Well, the response was, how are you going to save me money if I'm trying to buy a car? I said, just humor me for a minute. So whether you're going to allow us to help you fix your credit or you find someone else to do it or you do it on your own or you just wait to buy the car until things, you know, organically heal, here's something that's important. What matters in any deal that you do where you are borrowing money is the cost of that money. That's really important. I want to say it again because I think it's something that everyone must consider. And I say it all the time to people when people ask me about what their plans are and what I think. You know, I'm going to get this car. I'm going to buy this house. I'm going to do whatever. I always ask them, what's it going to cost you? People always say, well, the car I can get for, you know, $650 a month or $350 a month or whatever. I said, no. I don't want the monthly payment. What I want to know is, what does the money cost you to borrow? How much does the, in this case, the car cost? It's $25,000. How much is the interest? So I said, listen, I was thinking she's going to have something in the single digits, mid single digits. So I said, let me do the math for you. Grabbed the phone. I said, let's talk about 5% interest on a $25,000 car with a couple grand down. It's a reasonable number. You're going to finance 23 minus, you know, whatever taxes and fees and all that stuff. But let's use 23 grand financed at 5% over 60 months. You're going to pay a total of about $30,000 for that car at the end of the term. So the cost of money in that deal, the cost in interest that you're paying is a little over $3,000. Right? And that's still a fair amount of money, right? $3,000 is a lot to borrow that money to buy the car. And I said, now let's do the math on your 14% interest on a $25,000 car with $2,000 down over 60 months. Anyone want to guess what that is? It's just over $36,000. So the $25,000 car, you're paying $9,100 in interest. You're paying $9,000 for the right to borrow that money. 36% of the total cost of the car is what you're paying in interest. Of the car's, you know, value or the sale price. Isn't that crazy? $25,000 car, 14% interest, $9,100 just in interest. So there's the cold, hard truth about the cost of money. Needless to say, we're going to end up doing some credit repair work for this person. But I think it's a very important part of any deal. Whether you hire us or not, anything that you do in life where you're borrowing money, consideration must be made for the cost of money in that deal. Sometimes people say, well, I'm going to get my credit fixed after that, and I'm going to refinance out of it. I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. Is that really going to happen? Or are you just going to suck it up and pay the $9,000 in interest on your $25,000 car? Consider the cost of money.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.